Shalom, and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 101, Mizmor Kuf Aleph. L'David Mizmor, Chesed u'mishpat ashir lecha, Adonai azamera. A psalm of David, I will sing of loving kindness and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing. Amos Chacham says the psalm is about the concept of chesed and mishpat. This is how verse 1 should be translated. I will sing to you, God, about kindness and justice. Interestingly, these two words never go together in Tanakh, only here and in a verse in Hosea. Usually the word chesed goes with emet 20 times in Tanakh, and the word mishpat usually goes with tzedek 30 times in Tanakh. But chesed and mishpat, that's very rare. Midrash Tehillim understands this and records that the psalmist says to God, if through chesed, I will sing you a song. But if through mishpat, I will also sing you a song. Rashi continues the thought and personalizes it, saying that the psalmist acknowledges that if God does kindness with him, he will make the blessing of Hatov Umeitim. God does good for me and will continue to do good. But if it is negative, like judgment, I will still make a blessing, but this time Dayan HaEmet, the judge of truth. Malbim expands even more, noting that the psalmist explains, the way God guides me is either through chesed or mishpat. Chesed when I'm being rewarded, mishpat when I have sinned and God makes me atone and expiate the sin, such that both end up a song to God. Askila b'derech tamim matay tavo elai etalech b'tam levavi b'kerev beti. I will celebrate with a maskil psalm on the way by way of integrity. Or when will you come to me? I will walk inside my house with integrity of the heart, or tamim. Lo ashit l'neged enai dvar blial osei seitim saneti lo yidbak bi levav ikesh yasur mimeni ra lo ida. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of those who turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will know nothing of evil. He begins with the word askila, which means to intellectually discern the path in which he will walk with integrity. We often encounter the type of psalm called a maskil. Here it is used in verb form. The psalmist is encouraging himself to lead a noble life, to stay clear of negative influences, to shun evil. More than 10 times the word tamim is used in Tehillim, and of course it reminds us of the description of Noah and Avram as well. Tamim here is interpreted by Malbim as an action and lifestyle of activities guided by the quest to do good rather than extraneous rewards or consequences. Doing it as a result of the love of good because it is good, or how is how Malbim expresses it. It rings of self-help books in which the individual practices positive affirmation, convincing himself about the path towards which he will walk and the evil about which he will make himself ignore. If he utters these words as his mantra, perhaps meditates upon them, no evil shall befall him. Milashni Basete Rehu Oto Atsmit Gvainaim Urchav Levav Oto Lo Uchal. I'll cut off whoever secretly slanders his neighbor. I will not endure the man who has a haughty look and an arrogant heart. Einai b'nemane aretz l'shevet imadi holech b'derech tamim hu yishartani. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land that they may dwell with me. He who walks by way of integrity, he shall serve me. Lo yeshev b'kerev beiti osei remia dover shkarim lo yikon l'neged einai. He works deceit shall not dwell in my house. He tells lies shall not remain in my sight. Lab karim atzmit kol rishay aretz lachrit meir Adonai kol kol avin. Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked of the land that I may cut off all evil doers from the city of the Lord. In order to do good, one cannot just ignore evil. One must fight against it. Therefore, the psalmist's tenor, or the psalm's tenor, changes a bit from passive disparaging of evil to being ready to destroy evil people. The second half of verse 5 is a bit ambiguous, saying a haughty person or an arrogant woman, I cannot, lo uchal. Rashi takes a subdued position, saying he means, I will not have him as my friend, I will not. I will not learn from him. But Malbim might incline toward a more active role by saying, I cannot tolerate him. This reminds us of Psalm 15, when he was very more active in despising and reviling evil. He will vet prospective friends to make sure they are people with whom he can have discourse, who will sit amongst his peers, even those who will serve him. Surround yourself with people of integrity and you will sin far less often. He continues to declare in verse 7 how nobody will sit with him if they are deceitful, if they lie. They will incur his wrath in a very real way. The final verse makes it crystal clear that he will destroy evil from his land, from God's city. The psalm has no request from God, barely a direct call to God, except in the opening. Instead, it is a meditation and a declaration of the life he plans on leading to reach a level of righteousness such that God will shine down upon him with his chesed rather than mishpat. To live a righteous life, one must eschew evil, sometimes even take more dramatic steps, as he uses words like destroy and cut off regarding the wicked. Tmimut doesn't mean innocence here, nor simplicity. Rather, he aims to walk in God's ways due to his love of God, and he is ready to sacrifice for those ideals.